Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth, and truly delicious chocolate experience.
Much talk today. You heard Eamon mention it there just a few moments ago in the news bulletin about whether the GAA Championship should begin next weekend. And this comes as players from Kerry are going to have to travel all the way to Monaghan, which is in, of course, level four, for a game in the National League this coming weekend. Is it safe to do so, or do you feel you badly need, does the nation need to provide a well-needed break from COVID-19? Eddie Kerr is from the Kilkenny Supporters Club and also, of course, a former Kilkenny hurling legend. He joins us on Lunchtime Live today. Eddie, do you think the game should go ahead this weekend?
Well, when you put it that way, Andre, I'm not, you know, from Kerry team travelling to Monaghan sounds a bit funny, all right. I'm looking at, I suppose, more the hurling championship. But it would be a real pity if they didn't take place, because I think the country, apart from abiding by all the restrictions that are in place, that the country needs a big morale boost. And I think most sporting people were looking forward so much to the championship. And particularly, you know, the we've had so few matches, if any, other than club matches, of course, over the last couple of months. Mm. And we enjoyed those, watching them on television. Now, some of the scenes after weren't so great, but I think the senior inter-county championship will be run much stricter. And I think that if they're organised in such a way that are safe and we can just watch them on television, I think I would like to see them go ahead.
So just in a general sense, if we leave, we'll say, for instance, this weekend's league game to one side between Kerry and Monaghan, mm-hmm. just what you're talking about the championship, you think, despite whatever level we're in, whether it's 3, 4, 5, it should go ahead?
I would think so. I was in Nolan Park last night. Kenny were in training in Nolan Park, the Kenny team. Just had a meeting, the supporters club, with the county board, and they were running through the restrictions that are taking place with the players and how they're organised and tested and everything. And I was very satisfied with what has been done for the players and how they're protected and all that. So,
are they getting tested, Eddie?
Pardon?
Are they getting tested?
Oh, sorry, not tested, but, you know, for temperature.
Yeah.
And
okay,
that
right,
thing.
Yeah, that kind of,
yeah. But they're very well protected, and, you know, they have their own areas and all the rest to keep them apart. I know they're on the field, they'll be playing together. But I thought the organisation was super, and if all counties are like that, I wouldn't have any fears for the championship.
You see, it's one thing, I think, to go and to go out on the pitch and you throw in, you have the game, that's fine. There's two other elements then, though, that become a little bit out of the GAA's control. First of all, as you mentioned yourself, Eddie, you have the fans. And I'm thinking of a county like, for instance, like Mayo. Like, if Mayo were to win the All-Ireland this year in 2020, like, do you mean to tell me that the people of Mayo aren't going to celebrate? You know, like, and I just, so I think there's the fan element of it. And then also, like, we can talk about, for instance, I know it's a league game, the Kerry-Monaghan clash this coming weekend. But even when we talk about the championship, like, each of those players then have to go back into their own professional jobs on the Monday morning. So do they go into a classroom as a teacher? Do they go in and join the Garda unit if they're a guard? Like, what, you know, there's other people they work with then. I wonder how they feel. And I wonder how inter-county players are feeling today. Is it something that they actually want to do? Do they want to field and go out and play over the next couple of weekends? We did reach out, I should say as well, to some of them and ask them to join us here on Lunchtime Live today. Now, nobody took us up on the offer, but look, if they feel like doing so, you're more than welcome. We want to hear from you. It's 53106. You can text us. But just what's your view on that side of it, Eddie?
Well, I think the players have certainly been given the opportunity to opt out if they wish. And I know some players have, not in our county now, but I've heard over the last couple of weeks of players who opted out and didn't feel safe. But I think the players, I think talking to some of the players, on different occasions, they all are mad to get back hurling, you know. And the issue you mentioned about an aftermath is the thing that's very hard to control. I think the the players themselves, I think, are sensible enough to know that, if they win a Leinster final or a Munster final or whatever, they know that they have to protect themselves for the next game. But the fans will be the hardest to control, and the aftermath of a victory. So that is an issue that will have to be dealt with.
What do you think, Eddie, are the wider societal benefits of the championship going ahead? I think people just need a bit of a boost.
I think it's the boost aspect of it. Now, I think from, we'll say, a fan's point of view, the club matches that were played and on television and streaming and so on, that gave a great boost to the hurling and football fans. And I think it took away the reality, I suppose, out of the minds for a while of how the COVID has affected our society. But I thought the government were very sensible in what they said in the restrictions, that the championship would be great if it would go ahead to boost the morale. I think that message.
Did you enjoy watching the games? Streaming
them? I love watching the games. I watched all the county championships, the Wexford, Tipperary, Limerick, Kilkenny, of course, championships on TV, and I really enjoy them.
Good. Do you know what, Eddie? Just stay with us. We're speaking to Eddie Kerr here from the Kilkenny Supporters Club, because we're talking about whether or not the GAA Championship should begin next weekend. If you have a view on this, you can let us know, 53106. Just stay with us, Eddie, because Kieran Flynn is the PRO for Meath GAA. He joins us here on Lunchtime Live as well this afternoon. Kieran, what's the attitude like in May? In Meath, I should say.
Thanks, Andrea, for having me on. The attitude is we're quite positive. County Meath, we're getting our games back tomorrow. We're starting with, firstly, the minor championship against Dublin, and then we're up the road and we're playing the Dubs up in Parnell Park. So we're buzzing. It's great to have inter-county football back, and it's no better opposition for a Meath man to go up and try and beat the Dubs in their home patch.
Are you not, like, when you hear the figures, Kieran, in the past 24 hours, we've 1,200 cases. Are you not concerned, like...
Well, as an individual, I'm not concerned in the sense that the vast majority of the people I've met in the last few months, and I'm a secondary school teacher myself, are adhering to the protocols and are obeying all the guidelines set down by the government. So myself, personally, I'd have no fear. And then when you look at it from the GAA point of view, we have some of the best minds in our GAA, in the sense that the logistics, the COVID protocols, our team management, they take everything so professionally, and they're so diligent in their approach. And I wouldn't have any concern with the actual Gaelic games being any way spreader.
You see that, and I take your point. And the GAA can, and I'm sure they've put a huge effort into the logistics and organising all of this. But it's when it goes beyond the playing field, and it's the celebrations, and it's the crack, and it's the fans, and it's the whole banter that can't be controlled. You know, like, do you have any concern about that, even just from an image point of view? All the businesses that have been closed down at the level four phase, and yet we've football matches going ahead.
Yeah, it's a concern, because so many of our colleagues and sponsors and partners in County Meath, they're so dutiful in sponsoring us throughout the year. It's never good to see them closing, but it's not necessarily the young men and women playing Gaelic games that are the reason for this closure. It's not like no super spreader has come from the playing of our Gaelic games. I know there has been some unsavoury scenes. We've seen them in different places with house parties and public houses, but can you really point and say that the GAA, which doesn't condone this behaviour, it never has, it's not on a GAA event or on GAA premises. We've never, like, the Gaelic Games, the GAA in Ireland was set up pretty much to combat maybe the dissolution basically of the old Gaelic traditions of fitness and this. And so the GAA has not necessarily ever been a promoter of that culture of...
No, but it's an environment, though, it's an environment, certainly, though, Kieran, that's rife for the spread of COVID. I heard even Paul Reid, the head of the HSE, talking to Kieran on the Hard Shoulder yesterday evening and talking about, team huddles, and you have people congregating together, and if you've somebody who's then asymptomatic and they go out and they're a secondary school teacher back in the classroom on Monday morning. Like, I think there is still... I'm just saying this because I'm looking at messages coming into us here in the News Talk text line today. Vast majority of the people we're hearing from this afternoon, like, they don't want the games to go ahead. They're really concerned.
No, and I understand that concern. I really do. It's a troubling time. Like it's a pandemic we haven't seen in a long time. But when you look back, even when you look at some of the older pandemics, even like the Spanish influenza, like the GAA championships went ahead. There was sporting events all across the world went ahead. You talked to Eddie Kerr, a man I used to love watching playing the games himself. Talk about the well-being aspect. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so much more to the playing of Gaelic games and the community.
Yeah, well, look, that's
sitting at home and basically trying to shield yourself from life.
And that's
not really living.
That's a fair point, Kieran. And we heard Eddie still with us. Actually, Eddie talked there about the streaming services that were provided and the kind of the wider societal benefit of the likes of, you know, the GAA games going ahead this weekend. I know people that are, you know, planning to watch the game at home, the games at home over the weekend, even Kerry and Monaghan, but is that one of your points about this? It's from a mental health perspective, people want to have something to watch, something to do, something to have an interest in.
Well, see, the GAA, it permeates every level of society. It's our cultural heritage, and really it brings so much joy to every element of society. And that can't be more said for people who are vulnerable and people that are shielding themselves at the moment. And thankfully, the GAA have created a great initiative on this with the streaming. Their GAA Go service, which was previously only for the diaspora and international viewers, has now been brought to Ireland. So basically every game that's not on linear television, so RT, Sky, Air and TG Cahir, will be available to stream. And they're giving each county 100 passes for us to disseminate to the vulnerable people in our hospital. So, for example, we're going to be partnering up with our major hospital here in Navan, and there will be 100 viewers that are able to watch our games. And I think that's going to bring a great amount of joy to the people to watch the games.
John has got in touch with us here, Kieran, on the News Talk text line today. He says, I swear people need to cop on with regards to the GAA. We've over 1,000 cases, large number of cases throughout the past 7 days. The supporters of the GAA are behaving poorly in this regard. Ed says all sports events should be cancelled. It's a no-brainer. Absolutely disgraceful games are continuing. What do you say to those people, Kieran?
Well, there are obviously people who are concerned, but as I reiterate, GAA has never once asked people to break the social distancing guidelines. They've detailed learning programmes. They've forever told all the members that they must adhere to the protocols.
But it's never been an issue. Problems have been there. Like, there have been cases linked to GAA clubs, and there have been, we've seen the behaviour of some fans in clubs following celebrations right across the country. Kieran, listen, just stay with us because Pat is also in Clare. Pat, what's the attitude to games resuming in Clare?
We're looking forward to seeing them back up and running again. You know, we all need a little bit of an uplift. And I know we want to kind of a few COVID-free hours in our day. Every time we turn on the radio or television, we see nothing but COVID. And I think we have to think of, you know, our mental well-being, you know, and to give us some bit of an uplift. We have a long December, November nights ahead of us. So let's hope that they go ahead, but they must go ahead under strict guidelines. We have to be, you know, conscious of the players' welfare, you know, that, you know, they're not professional players. They have to go back into their own home environment afterwards. And hopefully the championships can go ahead.
Do you think the championship game should go ahead even if we enter level 5? Because I know there's a little bit of a little bit of confusion following commentary from Neffet and then separately the Thánaigh, the Leo Varadkar, about whether or not championship should continue at the level 5 stage. But what's your view?
Yeah, I think what's coming from government and Neffet, you know, needs to be clarified. You know, that, like, at the moment, never mind about the GAA, but, you know, you're not even sure if you can go golfing with three buddies at the moment. And I know that's kind of taking away from the topic we're on at the moment. So I think we need clear guidelines, and they must be adhered to in the strictest possible way.
Okay.
You know, I think we're dealing with the county committees as well, which is a little step up. You know, we have a lot of professional people running our county committees, so it's in their interest to see that they're all run off safely.
All right. You're a business owner yourself, Pat. You're close to Shannon Airport area. How's business at the minute?
In sporting context, we're on the canvas at the moment. We've taken a few heavy blows, and the news from yesterday with Ryanair hasn't helped us either, because we're not seeing anything coming directly from government on the guidelines of where we are with international travel, because again, it's like the GA, we need strict guidelines and adherence to them. You know, again, even in relation to business and GA, we don't see anything about testing coming, you know. And I know that there's a lot of talk out there about different types of testing, but, you know, surely some bit of testing would be better than nothing.
As it stands, Pat, are you able to operate your own business with the current guidelines that we're in at level 3?
Yes, yeah, because we're one of the designated industries that are deemed essential. So and we've been improvising a little bit with our customers. We've had to keep going, albeit we've only 2 or 3 vehicles on the road out of 20.
Is it, what kind of a business is it, Pat?
Run a chauffeur service, executive car service.
Okay.
Primarily dealing with business and executive tourist travel.
Okay, but, so you've,
we still have.
How is business then? I'm sure that.
It's shocking. Yeah, you know.
Does it not frustrate you though that, I mean, your business has taken such a hit and yet GA matches are going ahead?
I think they're in totally different contexts. In a sense, if you kind of look at it, our business is all to do with international travel. And because of the international travel deemed at the moment unsafe, and we don't have the proper facilities in place for testing and tracing at the airports.
Okay, all right. Well, look, Pat, we might come back to you about that again, just with regards to the aviation sector, but I know you're talking to us today about the Clare GA Supporters Club. But my thanks to you again for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. I do just want to bring Maura in as well. Maura is in Galway. You're from a GA family. What do you think about the games? Should they go ahead?
I honestly think there's like a two...
Hello, Maura? You can hear us okay? No?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You can hear us now. Sorry, apologies. There just seemed to be a slight delay there with the line. What do you... Should the games go ahead, yes or no?
No. And I'd say a lot of the men are like, oh yeah, typical woman, no. Typical mammy, like. But what I'm trying to say is, I think in regards to GA, I'm from a GA background. Husband plays, cousins play, and my kids are involved. In regards to the county, it's fair enough. It's a business. There's going to be money lost, sponsorship. Totally get that. But from where I come from, I haven't been able to bring my kids to watch their father play or their cousins play. So it's affected me already. So, like watching on telly, fair enough, it's grand. But it's the two points I want to make. Everyone's saying it'll give us a boost to my mental well-being, our mental well-being. I think my mental well-being would be more better off if we could bring down the cases of COVID instead of having games.
It's a fair
and
point,
also,
yeah.
And another a point a gentleman made there, GA have been really responsible, and as in all the clubs have their hand sanitizations and everything, if there's any to be done, they've done it. But they cannot control what people do after victories or after defeats. You cannot control what fans do. And another thing, if it did go ahead, and you were saying if Mayo won, I know this is off thing to say, but if Mayo won, it'd be always the year that it was only a half championship and that's why they won. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I don't think the people in Mayo are going to be very happy with a Galway woman saying that, Maura, but anyway.
I know, yeah, but sure, look, we're neighbours.
Yeah, all right. I take your point certainly on from the well-being perspective, and I have to say you're one of many people who've expressed that view, because we've a lot of messages coming into us here on the News Talk text line from people who are, you know, basically saying the same thing as you, that they'd prefer to have no games and let the figures go down and get out and meet family and if business is open. Maura, we leave it there for the moment. My thanks to you for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Green and Blacks. A rich, smooth, and truly delicious chocolate experience.